And I thought, my goodness, like the forgiveness that I have and the love that I have and the joy that I have, it came from God's love. And there's nothing that could break that, kind of like that darkness, except for Jesus, except for His love.
God loved you before the foundation of the world. He loved you then, and He loves you now. It's time you find out who you really are and discover the miracle that changed everything. Now, here's Kenneth Copeland on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Let's open our Bibles once more tonight. Let's go back over some of the scriptures that we talked about last night, because it's important that these be on our mind. These are not scriptures that you really hear preached a lot, and they should be preached all the time. Pastors, pray about preaching these verses of scripture, making people aware of them all the time, because this is something that has to happen by letting this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And it won't just come automatically. You have to let it be in you, because as God tries to bring this kind of thinking, this kind of thought, this body of thought into your mind, your religious correctness will kick it out and not let you think like that. So let's go over here to the book of Philippians and let's read that. And it's very important that you meditate on these scriptures and receive them, think about them, write them out, put them in places where they'll catch your eyes, and you meditate on it. Give God your time. Give Him time. Every born-again believer should read at least one chapter of the New Testament every day. Every day. Read that chapter. Just sit down and say, Lord, feed this to my spirit today. You'd be shocked what one chapter a day will do in your life. Amen. I do that every day of the world. I read my chapter every day. Now that's just something I do every day. But then of course I study the word. I pray. Amen. I pray a lot. I don't usually pray over about 20 to 30 minutes at a time. But I don't usually go 20 or 30 minutes without praying. I practice the presence of Jesus all the time. What do you mean, practice His presence? Well, the scripture very plainly tells me, He said Himself, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, even to the ends of the world. And God is in us. And you have to become God inside minded, not God way off out yonder someplace, but God in me minded. Think that way all the time. Develop a habit of inquiring of the Lord about everything. Everything. Jesus said, I don't say anything but what I hear my Father say, and I don't do anything but what I see my Father do. Well, that wasn't just when He was in the temple. It's all the time. You can practice the presence of the Lord all the time. Talk to Him about your clothes. Talk to him about everything. He's right there all the time. He's right here all the time. Practice that presence. Have a running conversation all the time. You will be shocked what that'll do to your life. Things just start getting good, man. And you make decisions on a higher level all the time. And instead of going around you and saying, you know, there's something this told me. Quit calling the Spirit of God something. Amen. Well, one fella said, I'm afraid of those people that says God talks to them. I thought, I'm afraid of those that say he doesn't. Well, Brother Copeland, you mean just anybody can hear the voice of God? That's what Jesus said. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open, I'll come in. Any man can hear the voice of God. But you have to turn off these paddles on the side of your head and start listening here. Anyone that has ears to hear, he said, let him hear. Make the decision. Thank God I have ears and I'm turning them towards you, Lord. I take your corrections. I take your directions. I take your protections. Praise God. Amen. So, the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. He didn't think it was taking anything away from God for him to be equal with God. Yeah, but Brother Copeland, that is Jesus. I understand that. Yeah, but I'm just me. No, you're not. Have you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Then you're not just you anymore. The old you died when you did that, and you have been born again. Old things passed away, and behold, all things became new, and you are a joint heir with Jesus Christ. He gave you everything he has. Yes. Now change your mind to that. And stop that religious correctness. Oh, well, you know, Brother Copeland. Yes, amen. But I don't even hear you whining. Religious whining around. False humility. That is an old, old dog, and it needs to be run off. No. We're not just old sinners saved by grace. You can't be both. You were an old sinner, but you got saved by grace. Hallelujah. You walk in the grace. I'm not talking about arrogance. I'm talking about faith. Amen. I'm talking about grace. I'm talking about receiving what he's done for you. Oh, Jesus, glory to God. Oh, my. Hallelujah. Let this mind be in you, but made of himself no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. Well, you've been made in the likeness of God because he was made in the likeness of men. Hallelujah. Now then, let's go back over here to John 3:16 again and read that with new eyes and new ears. Listen to it. For God so loved the world. Well, you were a part of that world. I was a part of that world. He so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But now listen, Jesus is no longer the only begotten Son of God. At that time, he was the only begotten Son. But now, since Jesus came, since Jesus bore our sins, sickness, demons, and fear, bore the curse for us, bore it all for us. Amen. Paid the price and penalty for us, went to hell for us, and was raised from the dead, glory to God, so that we could be born again. Hallelujah. Amen. To bring many sons into glory. Now, he's not called the only begotten Son of God. He is called the firstborn from the dead. Amen. Hallelujah. Man, firstborn. That means there's a two-born, three-born. My number's in there somewhere. Amen. Hallelujah. I've been graced.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. He took what I deserved.
Yes, he did. Thank God.
and gave me grace. Wow. Now go over there to 1 John. Oh, Lord. Ooh, Jesus. 1 John chapter 3. Behold, look and see what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, has given to us, has conferred on us, has honored us with, that we should be called the sons of God, the family of God, the children of God, joint heirs with Jesus. Oh, Lord. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. It doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we'll see him as he is, and we're like him. We are just like him. We're more like him than we have any idea we are. And it's as we meditate on it, and he reveals it to you step by step and grace by grace, praise God, just how much you are like him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look over there in the 4th chapter. Oh, my. Look at this. Verse 6. We're of God. He that knows God hears us, and he that's not of God hears us not. Hereby we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, beloved one. That's who you are.
Yes.
You're not the ugly one. You know, you're not just the little unworthy nothing. No, no. No, you didn't get it because you was worth of it or worthy of it or worth doing it for. But to him you were, because he knew you before the foundation of the world. He loved you then, he loves you now. Amen. But he bestowed it on you by grace. He gave it to you. He said, I love you. I want you, girl. I need you. I've given everything I have for you. Be loved. Amen. Look at that. That just, be loved. Let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loves is born of God and knows God. How'd you get born again? By corruptible seed? No, no, no. You were born of incorruptible seed by the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Well, what kind of birth would the word of God give? Some half-baked, half-done, half like Jesus, half like the devil kind of a monster? No. No, you were born of this word, man. You were born of his life. You were born of his seed, of his love and his goodness. Hey, it's time you find out who you really are.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Now, you start talking like this, and there's some people cut you loose.
That's all right.
That's all right. That don't hurt nothing. Amen. Particularly when the Lord began to bless you some. Jesus said they'll start persecuting you for it. You know why? You start being financially blessed. The devil wants your money. He thinks it's his. Well, I got news for him. He ain't got a clue what's going on. Amen. We are born of the Spirit. We are bone of his bone. We are spirit of his spirit. His blood has been spilled. And when we take communion, praise God, we eat of his body and drink of his blood into the Eden covenant of Almighty God. We're family here. And we've been acting like a bunch of stepkids. That's what religious correctness will get you. Amen. But when you begin to say, oh, thank you for your grace and your mercy that you've bestowed upon me. I have heaven rights, brother. Glory to God. I belong here. Oh, this Look here. Verse 9, in this was manifested the love of God towards us, because God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. Not just get born again by what He did. That's wonderful, but that's just the beginning, brother. That we might live through Him. What would happen if some little child was born into the world? Mama didn't want it. Can't even find the daddy. Here's this little fella, has no heritage, no line, no name. Just little baby nobody. No future. No ancestry. He got a clue who he is. But yet, a loving Christian family come in and fall in love with that little guy. Man, this is our baby. We just know this is our baby. God gave us this baby. And take that little fellow and take it into their family and love him as their own and give him their name. And now he's got a family. He's got a name. He's somebody. He's got a future. Hey.
Yes.
And his daddy makes him his heir and gives him everything he has. Now what's happening? This little guy has been born over again, and now he's living his life through this adopting family instead of the ones that threw him away. Now that's what's happened to us. Whereby we cry, Abba, Father, the spirit of adoption is upon us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The grace of God. Amen. Let this mind be in you. Oh, Brother Colin, I wouldn't talk like that. Well, that's the reason you're so broke. I don't talk like that out of pride and arrogance. Dear God, I didn't have to do anything about it. I just accepted it. I just took it because it is mine. Amen. It is mine. God's my Father, and I'm honored that He's bestowed that upon me and on my family. I found out that Jesus is my blood brother. Glory to God. The Eden covenant is mine in His blood. Dear Lord, I'm born of the Word. Let me get back over there where I was. Herein is love, verse 10, 4:10. Not that we loved God, but that He loved us as sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sin. Beloved, here it is again. Say, that's me.
That's me.
He talking to me.
He's talking to me.
Yes, amen. If God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. Oh, now that's when it starts getting thick and good. When you begin to realize that God loves me. God loves me, man. You know that? God loves me.
Overall, I think my life was good. But I think because I was a latchkey kid, there are a lot of things that I was just trying to figure out on my own. And so a lot of times things were just more challenging for me, where I saw a lot of kids with families that were together and just having that kind of relationship with their family and their parents, I saw the difference. When you have parents that are divorced and you're dealing with a lot of issues that you don't even know why you're dealing with them, you think that maybe they divorced because of you, or maybe something that you said, something you did. And you really get into a place where I think the enemy really does attack you, and you feel like, hey, there's something that I did, there's something wrong with me. I felt alone, I didn't talk a lot, and I felt like I didn't have anybody to talk to, even though there were, I'm sure, you know, family and friends that said, oh, you know, you can talk to me, but sometimes you just get into that place where you don't want to talk to anybody, and you don't. And so then it makes it even a darker place for you. When I was 19, my mom was killed by a sibling. And that just turned everything around for me. And so I realized, like, oh my goodness, I really need something. I need God in my life. And so the summer after she passed away, I decided, you know what, I want Jesus in my life. I need to have this joy. I need to have this love in my life. I need to have what I saw my friends having and have it for real. My grandmother, her mom, she gave me a book of prayer and she had me pray. And at that moment when that happened, I really found and saw how the love of God was really poured into my heart. And later, as I started being more in the Word and understanding Jesus, I found it in Romans that God pours His love in our heart. And I thought, my goodness, like the forgiveness that I have and the love that I have and the joy that I have, it came from God's love. And there's nothing that could break that, kind of like that darkness, except for Jesus, except for His love. So that's what really helped turn things around for me. And then I just started seeking God more and more. I wanted to see, what more does He have for me? Because if He can turn this sadness and this darkness around to joy and loving and reaching out to people, there's so much more He can do for my life. Before I was saved, the road wasn't as clear for me. I felt like I had many paths to choose. But once I accepted Jesus, I realized there was one path that had the best things for me. And now I'm walking on that path. And, you know, years later, it's like having an amazing marriage and having three beautiful daughters that love God, that share their light everywhere they go. I just see what amazing things God has done, how He's turned my life around, and how He's using us to bless others and people blessing us. So that's been a real, just to me, a remarkable thing that God has done in our lives.
Good friends. Just thinking about them brings a smile to your face and great memories to your mind as you think how they've touched your life. They've been there for you when you've needed them and loved you through good times and hard times. Best friends forever. What if I told you Jesus is that kind of friend? If you don't know Him or you'd like to go a little deeper in your relationship, now's the time. Kenneth Copeland's teaching series, The Resurrection Truth, and his mini book, The Plan That Never Fails, will introduce you to a friendship that will last forever. Everything Jesus has done has been because He loves you and accepts you for who you are. Put an end to feelings of fear, loneliness, and rejection. Discover a love that will change everything in life for you, give you a fresh start, and get you on track to live life to the fullest. Friendship with Jesus changes it all. Start right now and get to know Him as your friend. Order The Resurrection Truth today for $10 at kcm.org. In this 2-CD series, Kenneth Copeland shares how the power of Jesus' resurrection affects you personally. You'll also receive the mini book, The Plan That Never Fails by Kenneth Copeland, free with your order. For an additional product discount and 48-hour processing, order online. To order by phone, call 800-600-7395. For these and other ministry resources from Kenneth Copeland, go to kcm.org.
For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Why? So that whoever believes on Him and not perish, but have everlasting life.
Glory to God.
And I was part of that world.
So that
you were part
perish.
Of that world. He so loved us when we were part of that world. Not after you accepted Jesus.
Right.
He loved you beforehand.
That's, right.
That's what this whole thing is all about,
Amen.
Gloria. Now, He died for you, but not only that. His dying for us wouldn't have done anything if He hadn't been raised from the dead.
That's right.
Because He gave Himself for us on the cross, but now He is giving Himself for us. He ever makes intercession for us. He is the Lord head of the church.
Yeah.
He is still giving Himself to us, for us. I mean, it's an eternal giving of God.
Hallelujah.
Marvelous thing. You need to know why, how, when the resurrection of Jesus Christ of Nazareth changed everything. Changed history.
Forever.
Changed the future forever. Hope is faith for the future. And Jesus is our
Amen.
Hope.
Amen.
Hope is full of faith. Hope is strong and sees itself in the future done. Glory to God. And then hope calls upon faith to see it done now, here, right here and now. Praise God. Settled forever. Amen. You just got to order this. This is good stuff. And then we want to give you this little book, The Plan That Never Fails. Father, we pray.
Thank you, Lord.
For all of our radio and television audience all over the world. If you need prayer personally, there is a phone number you can call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all the time, right here in Fort Worth. Now, our international offices around in the other countries, they have prayer available there, so you get your hours and operation from them. We'll see you tomorrow. Jesus
is
Lord.
Thank you for joining us on The Believer's Voice of Victory. For today's broadcast on DVD or CD, our product offer, or for more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries, visit our website at kcm.org. While you're online, you'll discover a resource of faith-based teaching and free information to help you find the answers you're looking for. If you need prayer, call Kenneth Copeland Ministries' prayer line today. When you walk by faith, everything is going to be all right.
A look of love was on his face, the thorns on his head, the blood that stained his scarlet robe had stained it crimson red. His eyes were on the crowd that day, yet he looked ahead in time. When he was on the cross, I was on his mind. He knew me. Yeah. On his mind when he